Next, I want to look at construction operations and the disputes that arise and what AA team members might do or advise their clients to do. Firstly, let me deal with the issue of mixed contracts. HMRC guidance on this is very specific. If there is a single contract that covers both construction operations and non-construction work, then HMRC requires that we treat the whole of the contract as being within the construction industry scheme. HMRC insists that we must do this even if separate invoices are issued for the different types of work. So let's be clear, a single contract for construction and non-construction operations means that everything is within the scheme. In other words, one in, all in. Separate contracts should therefore be considered, not just separate invoices. I'm often telling AAT members on the courses that we must realise that some main contractors will not agree to this. I have clients who will insist that if a supplier wants to provide work and services to their business, they're going to be on one ledger, the subcontract ledger or the purchase ledger. They can't be on both. Therefore, there must be one contract for all the work. And if they don't have gross payment status, they have to suffer the problem of tax deductions. Moving on and looking now at the issue of disputes. The first question to ask is, does the supplier or subcontractor object to a tax deduction being made? I think without doubt, if the supplier or subcontractor has gross payment status, there'll be no issue because there'll be no tax deduction. If there is an objection from the supplier or subcontractor, does that supplier or subcontractor insist that the work they do is outside the scope of the construction industry scheme? If that is the case, we have to look at the work and determine whether or not it is within the scheme. The next question is, does the supplier or subcontractor refuse to register for the construction industry scheme? We know that it's not difficult to do that, and by registering for the construction industry scheme, the supplier or subcontractor will at worst suffer a deduction of 20%, the standard rate of deduction from payments made. If the supplier or subcontractor refuses to register and we consider the work is within the scope of the scheme, then they will have to suffer a 30% deduction. We must always remember that our contractor clients are the ones that are potentially liable for failing to operate the scheme correctly and or failing to make construction industry scheme deductions. We must remember that where this tax deduction scheme operates, our contractor clients may end up footing the bill for the deductions they haven't made. And it's also important that we should remember that the subcontractor will be able to claim the tax deducted back by either set off or by repayment, so the money is not lost. Contractors have to make a deduction from the non-materials element of the invoice if there's any doubt as to whether the work is inside or outside the scope of the construction industry scheme. If a subcontractor changes from gross payment to standard rate deduction, it will be important that the invoices they provide will set out a breakdown between the amount that relates to materials and the amount that relates to labour. I will always advise that contractors should not accept copies of HMRC letters which have been issued to subcontractors, perhaps years ago, telling them that their work is outside the scope of the scheme. If there is doubt as to whether the work is inside or outside the scope of the scheme, it should be clarified with HMRC. I would keep a copy of any letter that has been relied upon if deductions have not been made. There are no procedures in existence for resolving a dispute between the contractor and HMRC. However, HMRC will issue a Regulation 13 determination on the tax that has not been deducted, and that gives the contractor the right to appeal against the determination. But the best advice has to be that HMRC guidance should be sought, initially checking the CIS 340 booklet and or going to the website and looking at the CIS Reform Manual. We do have the option of calling the Construction Industry Scheme helpline on 0845 366 7899. And if we get a decision from the helpline, it is very important that we make a note of the date and time of the call, the person spoken to, and the decision that was given. In reality, most disputes are easily resolved, but some are more difficult. If we're approaching HMRC, we will need precise details of the work to be carried out, and perhaps this needs to be sent to HMRC in writing, and if we do that, keep copies. HMRC may well ask for a copy of the contract for the work. HMRC guidance indicates that the contractor's processing office should be the one responsible for the final decision on any dispute. They, of course, may seek higher technical advice from the Construction Industry Scheme Head Office Unit.